Parshas Tazria, at the beginning of the parsha, talks about the mitzvah of bris milah and tells us uvayom hashmini himol besar orla. So on the eighth day, the orla should be removed. The bris milah should be done. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Dalid Amud Aleph has a question: why Chazal enacted that the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is done on the night of the 14th of Nisan? Because after all, everybody agrees that midoraisa chametz becomes forbidden only at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So if that's the case, then it should suffice to do the bedika at the beginning of the sixth hour. Why do you have to do it all the way back at the night of Yudalit? The Gemara suggests that perhaps the reason to do the bedika earlier is because Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos. So since Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos, those who are alacritous, take advantage of the first opportunity to do the mitzvah, so they should do the mitzvah the night before. However, the Gemara rejects that suggestion. And it says that if we held that it was because of Zrizin that we do the mitzvah earlier, that would require us only to do the bedika on the morning of the 14th, not on the night of the 14th. And it quotes a pasuk, namely our pasuk, uvayom hashmini yimol b'sar laso. The day is fit for milah, but because of Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos, which we learn from Avraham Avinu, Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, so when do we do the Bris Milah? At the beginning of the day, in the morning. We don't wait until the afternoon. But what does that show? That shows that Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos compels us to do the mitzvah in the morning, but not the night before. Now, some struggle with this because for the mitzvah of Bris Milah, you can't do the mitzvah at night. It has to be done during the day. So how is that a proof that if nighttime is an available time frame to do the mitzvah of bedikah, that we shouldn't go all the way back to the nighttime? But let's leave that for now. The Gemara eventually concludes that the reason why bedikas chametz is at night is because that's when people are home, and that is where or haner yofel bedikah, that is when candlelight is effective for bedikas chametz. So based on this pasuk of uvayom hashmini and the sugya in Pesachim and Daf Dalid, I want to explore with you today to try to get a glimpse of the principle of Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos. And I want to frame our discussion around three central questions. The first one is a more particular question that has to do with the Gemara in Pesachim. We saw that according to the Havamina in the Gemara, Chazal would have established the time for Bedikas Chametz, the time for the mitzvah of Bedika, based on Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos. Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos would dictate to Chazal to say, the time for the bedika is the morning of the 14th. So asks the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the Kuntres Acharon, in Siman Tav Lamed Aleph, special for Aaron's birthday, we have the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So he asks, usually the way that Zrizin works is that we already have a time for a mitzvah, and within that time for the mitzvah, Zrizin tells you to do it at the earliest time of the time frame. But points out the Shulchan Aruch Harav that in this Havamin and the Gemara, that's not what's happening. What's happening is that we don't even know the time for the mitzvah, and Zrizin is telling us a priori when to make the time for the mitzvah. Usually, Zrizin is a principle that tells us within a given time, you should do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. But here, it's Zrizin being used to establish the very time for the mitzvah. Why would that be the case? And in fact, we should point out that according to the Meiri, even Limaskana, Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos is really the reason why we don't wait until later in the day to do Bedikas Chametz. It's because of Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos. Just the Gemara adds the other reasons to explain why it's at nighttime. But the reason why we make it early is because Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos. So what emerges is that according to the Meiri, what the Shulchan Aruch thinks is the Havamina is actually the Maskana. Chazal looked to the paradigm of Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos to decide when is the time for Bedikas Chametz. Why would that be? How do we explain that phenomenon? Usually it works in the other direction. You have a given time. Within that time, Zrizin Makdimin, you should do it at the earliest. But here, Zrizin Makdimin, it establishes the given time. How do we explain that? So questions number 2 and 3 are going to be more general, broader questions about Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos, namely to try to define and characterize the nature of the quality of Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos, And we're going to do that through the lens of the question of how does Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvos compare to other priorities in doing mitzvos, and especially Hiddur Mitzvah or Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. So let's get right to that third question, which we're going to use in order to analyze the second question. Again, our analysis here is being framed as follows. We're going to discuss cases where Zrizus and Hiddur Mitzvah clash. And we want to see in Gemaras, in Rishonim, in Achronim, which one takes priority. And then, based on the evidence that we corral, we're going to try to infer from that evidence something about the nature of Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvos and the role that it plays in Asiyas HaMitzvos. Okay? So step one is to talk about cases of clashing between Zrizus and Hiddur Mitzvah. So when the two clash, which one takes priority? So there is much evidence that Hiddur Mitzvah, doing a mitzvah in a more beautiful or optimal fashion, would take priority to doing it at an earlier time. So take, for example, the following scenarios. Number one, the Mishnah in Megillah, and Daf Chaf Amid Beis, tells us, Kol Ayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. You could read the Megillah all day. And Rashi over there has a comment. He says, even though Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvos, even though it's true that it's better to do the mitzvah earlier, nonetheless, the entirety of the day is kosher for the mitzvah. The Netziv, in his Perush Mirome Sadeh, on that Gemara and Megillah, he questions, what is Rashi and the Mishnah, what are they coming to teach us? Obviously, the whole day is kosher for the mitzvahs. The reason is never a reason to disqualify a mitzvah that's done later. So what are the Mishnah, what are Rashi coming to teach us? So the Netziv says that what Rashi is implying is that if one has a choice whether to do the mitzvah with Zrizus, meaning at the beginning of the day, or he could do it with Hidur, maybe with a nicer Megillah, a better reading of the Megillah. So then one should do it later in the day with the Hidur. That's what the Mishnah means when it says, Kol Ayom Kosher the Kriyas HaMegillah. Even though status quo, by default, we would tell you to do Zrizin Magdimin to do it earlier in the day, if it's at the cost of doing the mitzvah in a more optimal fashion, you should wait until later. And the Netziv goes further. He says, when you do a mitzvah with Zrizus, that doesn't make the mitzvah a better mitzvah. It's a fulfillment of a principle to be someone who's alacritous, to be someone who's passionate and fervent about his mitzvos, someone who hurries and chases after mitzvos. But that doesn't change the quality of the mitzvah, Rafi. So therefore, says the Netziv, if I have to decide between Zrizus and something that will change the quality of the mitzvah, namely a Hidur, I should actually bypass the Zrizus and I should wait to do the mitzvah with Hidur. So the Netziv says, Zrizus versus Hidur, Hidur wins out. Next, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Vav Amid Beis, we've spoken about this many times this year, tells us that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel about what to do in a leap year, where you have either Aleph and other Beis. In which month do you fulfill the mitzvah of Purim? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi says you should do it in the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says in the second Adar. And that's how we paskin. What's the reasoning for each? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is, Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. You don't pass a mitzvah when you have an opportunity to do so. The Turei Even explains that what he really is getting at is the principle of his reason, makdim in the mitzvos. You'll be able to do it now, or you'll be able to do it later. So you should do it now. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's reasoning, why do we wait until the second month, is because mismach geula legeula adif. It's better to have a juxtaposition, a connection between the redemption of Purim and the redemption of Pesach. So says the Chasm Sofer in his Perush Ala Torah and Toras Moshe, in a drasha, after Parshas Tetzaveh, drasha for Purim Katan, for Purim in Adar Rishon, Chasm Sofer says, what do you see from that Gemara? Rashbag holds that it's better to wait until Adar Beis to do the mitzvah in order to have a Hidur to connect the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach, even though by doing so, you're going to bypass an opportunity to do the mitzvah, namely Adar Rishon. So what do you see from that Gemara, says the Chasm Sofer? Exactly like what the Netziv said in Rashi, says the Chasm Sofer, that a mitzvah done with more Hidur takes priority to a mitzvah done at an earlier time. And thirdly, we have the Shailos Tshuvos of the Shlus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, Chelek Aleph Simin Lamed Dalid. he was asked about a person who has the ability, the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalid Minim early in the morning, but he knows that if he waits, he'll be able to procure a nicer set of Dalid Minim. Should he wait until later in the day to do the mitzvah of Dalid Minim? And Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, the Shvus Yaakov, goes back and forth. Originally, he thinks maybe he should do the mitzvah right away because there's reason Makdimin. But then he settles on a conclusion that no, it's better to do the mitzvah with more Hidur than to do it at the first available time. So all three of these sources, the Nitziv, the Chasam Sofer, and the Shvus Yaakov, all of these Achronim, adopt the assumption that when there is a clash between doing a mitzvah at an earlier time and doing a mitzvah in a more optimal fashion, one should actually wait to do the mitzvah. So that puts the weight on the side of the scale of Hidur mitzvah. Now let's turn to the other side of the scale, and we'll see that there are a whole slew of scenarios or instances in which we find Gemaras or Nishonim and Achronim telling us that actually it's better to do a mitzvah at the earlier time rather than to wait to do it better. So number one, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, some of you may have seen this in the Master Masechta. So the Gemara says that Halel, the Mishnah says that Halel is done during Shachris, not during Musaf. The Gemara says why? And it says because even though there's going to be Berov Am Hadras Melech at Musaf, there's going to be more people in Shul by the time Musaf comes around. Ah, but Zerizin Makdim and the Mitzvos wins out. And the first time that you can say Halel is during Shacharis. So you should do it with Shacharis. So what do you see from there? You see that Zrizin actually overwhelms, it overrides another mitzvah factor, namely Berov Am Hadras Melech. Now we should note in our analysis that Berov Am Hadras Melech is not exactly the same as having a more Mehudar Esrog. Hidur mitzvah in Esrog is perhaps, there's a lot of evidence to say that that's an internal consideration. That part of the definition of the mitzvah of Dalid Minim is for that those Minim to be beautiful. Berov Am Hadras Melech may be an external consideration, a more generic mitzvah, a way to do, a more generic principle in doing mitzvahs, but it's not going to have an, it's not going to play an internal role in the mitzvah of Halel. So maybe there's no stira. Okay. But based on this, the Chai Adam in Simin Sameches, where he has his Klalaya mitzvahs, he says that one should not wait to do any mitzvah in order to amass a greater crowd. And that's why the Birka Yosef writes that if you have the opportunity to do a bris milah in the morning, but if you do it later in the afternoon, you'll have a whole party, you'll have so many more people. Nonetheless, you do it in the morning. Because reason Makdim Lemitzvos beats out Berov Am Hadras Melech. And there's a story told about Rab Leibla Eger. Rab Leibla Eger used to do a lot of hachanos, a lot of spiritual preparations when he was given the kibud of Sandik at a bris. And apparently, the Gedolim in Lublin, they put out like a Pashkevil, they instructed that Rab Leibla Eger should not be given the kibud of Sandik anymore. Because by giving him the kibud of Sandik, we're causing the bris milas to be delayed past the first opportunity. We're not being able to fulfill Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvos. I saw that in one of Rav Asher Weiss's articles on this topic. So that's number one. Number two, there's a very famous tshuva of the Radvaz, Chilak Dalet Simin Elef Pei Zayin, where he talks about someone who Rachmana Litzlan is put in jail, and the non-Jews are going to give him one opportunity to do a mitzvah. So he can ask them, let me out today so I could daven with a minyan. Or he could say, oh, let me wait until Yom Kippur, to the most important day of the year, to do the mitzvah. Which should he do? Should he take the opportunity right away, or should he wait? So the Radvaz says that he should go for the opportunity right away. Even if right now it's a mitzvah kala, and later it's going to be a mitzvah chamura, even if right now it's in terms of the totem pole, this mitzvah is lower and the other mitzvah will be higher, nonetheless, says the Radvaz, he should take the mitzvah when he has it. And he says, Ein mavir nala mitzvah, so you don't pass by a mitzvah opportunity when you have the chance. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. Chacham Tzvi says no. Now, some want to relate this debate to this exact question of whether Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvos takes priority to doing a better mitzvah. But the truth is, as Rav Asher Weiss himself points out, and I see Yonatan shaking his head also, because this might not really be good evidence for this discussion. Why do you think not?
It's not Mehudar the Mitzvah.
Ah, first of all, you're not dealing with a hidur, right? You're dealing with one mitzvah versus another mitzvah, right? Second of all, there's a great chance that if you don't say yes now, you're not going to get maybe you'll lose the opportunity, right? So it's not, the reason Magdim the mitzvah means you know you're going to be able to fulfill this mitzvah. I should do it earlier than rather than later. In this case, there's a real chance we won't even be able to do it. Okay, but what about the next halacha? The Rama in Orech Chaim Simin Chaf Hei in Hilchos Tzitzis. So he says that if someone has tefillin, but he doesn't have tzitzis, so even though generally, what do we make a bracha on first? You make a bracha on the tzitzis first. Why? Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. So you make the bracha on the tzitzis before the tefillin. So the better way to do the mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin is to put on tzitzis before you wear the tefillin. What if somebody has tefillin, but he doesn't have tzitzis available? Says the Rama, he should wear the tefillin. Don't wait to get tzitzis. And the Magen Avraham over there explains, Shehuye mitzvah lo mashinon. We don't delay the performance of a mitzvah. Again, you could quip. You could say, maybe, that's not really, is that a hidur? Is that a hidur to be able to do the more tadir mitzvah before the less tadir mitzvah? We could distinguish. But what about this one? The Shulchan Aruch Harav, again, the Alter Rebbe, second time, Rabbi Aaron. Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Sadi Hey, Sif Hey, he says, what if somebody's traveling, he's on the road, okay, this happens all the time, by the way, you're on a plane, you have the opportunity to daven, but you know that when you land, it will still be Zman Tefillah. When should you daven? Should you daven on the plane because that's your first opportunity, or should you wait until you get off because you'll be able to daven with more Yishuv Hadas? Shulchan Aruch Harav says, you wait. You don't say Zriz and Magdim and LeMitzvos when you're going to be able to do a mitzvah Min HaMuvchar later on. But what happened to the case of the Shvus Yaakov with the Esrog, where you do wait in order to do a mitzvah Min HaMuvchar with a better Esrog? What happened to the Netziv saying that you wait until later in the day to read the Megillah? The Chasam Sofer saying that you wait until the second Adar to do the mitzvah Sefer? So let's try to explain, again, we've set up that we have two sides to this debate. We have evidence on each side, whether this reason takes precedence or whether the mitzvah Min HaMuvchar takes precedence. What would be the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here? So first of all, we have to give one point of introduction, which is something that we've alluded to already, which is that in order to fairly assess Zrizin Magdim and LeMitzvos and its relation with other mitzvah principles, we have to, first of all, we have to define what exactly is the principle that we're dealing with. Are we dealing with Zrizin Magdim and LeMitzvos? Maybe we're dealing with a principle called Shehuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinon from the Gemara in Yevamos Taf Lamed Tes Omer Aleph. And maybe that principle is not exactly the same. Shehuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinon may mean that don't delay doing a mitzvah when you're going to risk not being able to do the mitzvah. Zrizin Magdim and LeMitzvos might mean you know you're going to do the mitzvah. We're not talking about a case of a risk. But do it at the first possible opportunity. Ein ma'avir in ala mitzvos. Is that exactly the same thing as reason makdim in the mitzvos? Ein ma'avir in ala mitzvos seems to mean that if you have a mitzvah in front of you, don't pass it up in order to do a different mitzvah. Right? So is that exactly the same thing as Zrizin Magdim and LeMitzvos? Maybe not. So in all of these cases, we have to be completely sure about what principle we're dealing with. But assuming that we're dealing with Zrizin Magdim and LeMitzvos, why would I say that Hidur takes priority to Zrizin? Why would I say that Zrizin takes priority to Hidur? So the first approach to this machlokas would be to say as follows. Hidur takes priority to Zrizus according to the first group. Why? Because we explained. Hidur is a quality in the mitzvah itself. It redefines, it recasts the mitzvah. Now it's a more optimal mitzvah. It's a qualitatively better mitzvah. Zrizus is a din in what? The mitzvah or the gavra? The gavra. That he's a person who's alacritous. The Me'iri in Horios and in Yuma seems to say like this. The Me'iri in Horios, Taf Yudim Ebeis, says that when a person does a mitzvah with Zrizus, he demonstrates that he has intent for mitzvos, and that he's not doing it out of habit and out of burden. He's making a statement about his approach to mitzvos. Yuma Chav Chesem Ebeis, Me'iri says something very similar. When one does mitzvos with Zrizus, he preempts the misimpression that he's lazy about doing mitzvos. He shows something about his own character. But the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah itself is the same, whether it was done at the earlier time or whether it was done at the later time. So if I have a choice between doing a more qualitative mitzvah or a less qualitative mitzvah, but making a statement about myself, I put the mitzvah before the gavra. However, we might argue that really everybody agrees that both hidur and zrizus can be both internal and external factors. That is to say, for some mitzvos, like dalet minim, hidur mitzvah is certainly an internal quality and consideration. For other mitzvos, it may be an external consideration, and more, it may be just a generic principle that one should do a beautiful mitzvah. And the same thing is true for zrizin makdimin mitzvos. Maybe for some mitzvos, zrizin makdimin doesn't affect the mitzvah. It's really about the gavra. But maybe for other mitzvos, actually it is an internal consideration. When the mitzvah is done at an earlier time, that makes it a more qualitative mitzvah. So for each and every case, we may not be able to infer from one case to another. For each case, what we have to discern is what mitzvah are we dealing with, and what is the effect on the mitzvah, if any, by the principle of hidur or zrizin makdimin lemitzvos. We're running out of time, so I have to skip the discussion about Kiddush Levana, but I want to get back to our question of Zrizus and Bedikas Chametz. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav asked, why is it that Chazal would look to Zrizin Makdim on the mitzvos to establish the very time of the mitzvah, Bedikas Chametz? Shulchan Aruch HaRav gives his own answer. He says, you know why? Because there's no definitive deadline for the mitzvah of Bedika. Because what happens if you didn't do Bedika before Pesach? You have to do Bedika on Pesach. So there's no definitive deadline to the mitzvah. Since there's no deadline, there has to be a start time. So there has to be a start time. So Chazal said, okay, it's reason makdimin mitzvos, let's make an earlier start time. But I wanted to suggest that perhaps Chazal looked to reason makdimin mitzvos in order to establish the time for Bedikas Chametz, because Bedikas Chametz is one of those mitzvos where Zrizus is an internal consideration and quality in the mitzvah. Bedikas Chametz done with Zrizus is a different Bedikas Chametz. It's a different Bedikas Chametz. Why? Because what we're trying to accomplish with Bedikas Chametz is we're trying to run after Chametz to rid ourselves. It's a symbolic search and destroy mission, as my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say. It's a search and destroy mission. Before Pesach, we get rid of every ounce, every crumb of chametz. Because on Pesach, we are people of matzah. We're not people of chametz. So part of the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz is to act with Jesus. And why is it that we're people of matzah, not of chametz? Because Pesach is the time when we enter into our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a time of Avas Hashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and takes us out with love, with affinity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He wants us. He wants us so badly. Pesach, He skips over us, Adilug, because He wants us. And how do we respond? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the chance, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you, what do we do? Moshcheini acharecha narutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls us, we run, we don't wait. Mitzvah habal yodcha altach mitzena. It's not coincidental that is derived from the mitzvah of matzah. Because the mitzvah of matzah and the yesod of the holiday of Chagah Matzos, getting rid of the chametz and instead replacing it with the matzah, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes calling, we run after Him. Wish everybody a good Shabbos.